This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, I'm very excited about our next guest here on Pomp and Joe. Pomp is out on the West Coast golfing. Glad he's getting a reprieve from me, basically. I'm happy for him. Aren't you, Limits?
Yeah, everybody needs a break here and there.
So I mentioned that I had an epic television watching weekend. Everything from Elvis's 1968 appearance on NBC to Bohemian Rhapsody, Miraculous. Musical biopic on Freddie Mercury and Queen. But the thing that stood out the most, I woke up yesterday morning, had been meaning to watch this. It came out in 2023 and finally did. And it was goosebump stuff. It was Air, starring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Matt Damon as Sonny Vaccaro. And it's very difficult to talk about the rise of all-star basketball showcases and camps, the marketing of the American athlete, the rise of Nike, or the rise of NIL without talking to our next guest, who is Sonny Vaccaro, Trafford's very own Sonny Vaccaro. And it turns out today, City Limits here just tells me that it's Michael Jordan's 62nd birthday today, and that Sonny is coming out with a book very shortly titled Legends and Souls, the Memoir of an American Original. Sonny, what a pleasure to have you today. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm talking to Trafford, and we picked up a lot of people just today's show, Joe. Also, it's my wife's birthday today. Her and Michael shared the same birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
So he used to send her happy birthday cards, and she used to send him happy birthday cards for many years. So family's celebrating her. I won't sell it, and she's a young lady yet, and I don't want to expose whatever it is. But being on your show, and when I got the call this morning, I was ecstatic about it, and I talked to all of the people in traffic. But let's talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on air.
Okay, we shall. And it's very exciting to have you on the air. You're on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Sonny Vaccaro, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, Sonny, I need some questions answered from the movie because I became obsessed with it as a huge basketball fan. So in one scene, and the movie, for people out there, this is simply the story of Sonny on behalf of Nike landing Michael Jordan to a sneaker deal back after the, what was it, the 1984 NBA draft.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Jordan was the third pick. So it was no sure thing, believe it or not, back then. And Nike wasn't really deep in the basketball business yet and was considered to have no chance. Sonny made it happen. Matt Damon played Sonny. Here's my first question. There's a scene in it where you, Matt Damon, is looking at Michael Jordan's game-winning shot against Georgetown in the NCAA final. He was a freshman. And you keep rewinding it. Matt Damon keeps rewinding it. And what stands out to him, Sonny, is how relaxed and how confident Michael was before he got the ball. You focused in on that. Did that really happen?
What happened?
Okay.
Here's what happened, Joe. I was at the game in 84. I was there. I was a big Georgetown thing. Georgetown was a Nike school, you know, that's what they called it. Michael Jordan, I never knew. He didn't play in the Dapper Dan because he wasn't the best player in the state of North Carolina. Michael never wore a Nike shoe. I never knew or cared about Michael. What is the miracle here, and it was, and it is, till my death, is I saw Michael make that shot live and in person for 17 seconds, the whole program. I never saw Michael again until I met him, you know, when we met in 84 to talk about it. But what I had was a emotional attachment to the brain on this, on that site. I never thought I'd be involved in picking a Michael Jordan for Nike. That was never my job before then. What I'm telling your public is now they had to make the movie scene. It was the writer and Matt Damon that thought of how can we do this? We can't just say Sonny saw him for 17 seconds. It doesn't add, you know, a mystery to it. So Matt and the writer come up with the theory, we're going to show the film. That was the official film. So when Matt explained that, and you are right, and probably your listeners are right, in just assuming that's what happened. But to be honest, Joe, that's what happened in my mind for 18 seconds. I never forgot it. I never will. And for some reason, I have the ability to do that. So that story is true, but I didn't use that to convince Matt. Matt and, you know, and Alex Convoy, the writer of the script, thought of that scene.
Okay, so it was simply watching Michael take that shot, because it seemed, at least from the movie, that you were taking an awfully big risk for yourself and for Nike as a company to say, you've got to get this guy. It was simply because you thought he was great?
No, I thought he was special. There's no question. Joe, and your audience, and Catherine, and Karen, and everywhere else, okay? The audience was, I had no idea I'd be invited to that. So the first scene where you're watching Rob Strasser, you know, doing it, that was my boss at that time. I was the last guy invited. I had never had anything to do with pro basketball. My job was to put the shoes on the feet of the college coaches so the high school kids who are now in college will wear the shoe. That's how Nike survived. At one time, we had all four teams in the NCAA tournament. So when they invited me, it was unbelievable. That was the first miracle. The second miracle is there were nine people in there who were totally opposed to me. I did not live. I never lived more than 3 days in my life of 11 years or whatever heck time was that I worked for Nike. Never. I'd go in the morning. I'd come back the next night probably. So that whole thing is mystical. But the truth is I did say I'll bet my job. I was making $500 a month at that time, which is a lot of money for me. Pam and I had just gotten married, which was the most important thing to me. So it was not on my mind. So historically, what you're listening to in your audience now is it's something improbable. It was the most improbable thing that ever can happen in the marketing world because Michael Jordan changed the world.
Okay. We have Sonny Vaccaro on the line. Here's my next question. Something that really stood out, David Falk was Jordan's agent, and he was telling you, at least in the movie, you have no chance. So you take the very bold move against Falk's orders and against all sort of, the rules of the day.
Right.
You drive down to Wilmington, North Carolina, and show up at the Jordan's house. Did that really happen?
Okay. That did not happen the way it was portrayed. I never drove, but what upset, but it was more dramatic that I'd be there and spend time there because of another scene. But what I did was when I left Michael that day, I knew I had to get hold of Mom. Falk was so protective, and why wouldn't he be? Nike was an afterthought, and he only took my call because John Thompson was one of my best friends, and he represented Thompson. So the scene you see later where we're basically swearing, I didn't swear like that, but he did as much, That scene happened. Then the scene in the book where we come to grips with Mrs. Jordan coming there. Mrs. Jordan and Mr. Jordan were the determining efforts of Michael Thing. David was the man who, you know, created the deal. So just for your audience, Mrs. Jordan was that important. The last scene in the thing where her son and all that stuff, that was all, you know, done in person. That was reality. That happened. They, you know, the shoot. Go ahead. I know you're on a time there, Joe, so hopefully that helped a little bit.
This is incredible. And for anyone who saw the movie, but just in general, the story of how you landed Michael Jordan, I mean, it's amazing. So here's my next question. They depicted Jordan and his parents coming all the way out to, you know, the middle of Oregon and showing up at the Nike headquarters. Jordan didn't want to be there, apparently. And then it showed things not going well with the pitch that you guys were making. You're starting to show a little promotional video, and you stand up. In your case, Matt Damon stands up and says, "Forget this." Turns off the video and makes an unbelievable speech to the Jordans. Did you make that? Is that what happened?
Let me say this, and this is gospel, okay? I did make speeches, you know, to them. There's no question. I've been making speeches all my life, you know, and words come out of my mouth that aren't, you know, done on paper. So when Matt did the scene, obviously he took, you know, embellished it, whatever, but those words were said. That was said. There was a commitment to whatever it was, you know, that we are trying to prove. So the meeting was basically everything was set. The money was, Mrs. Jordan knew what was going to money, you know, Falk knew what the money was going to be, all that stuff. But there still had to be a final. A final was the Jordan family signed the darn contract, which we all agreed to. And then it was signed later once it had been, you know, once we went to Chicago. But the deal was said, and on that message, not as eloquent as, you know, Matt said. I thought that, that, you know, it was dramatic. But I just give you my word that I've said those words somehow, and they put it on the screen pretty damn good. And just so you know, again, I did not swear 2,000 times. Matt and Ben got the idea. Hell, this is a good show. Let's do it again. They went back three times to get that thing. It lasted like 90 seconds in real life. I mean, but I'll tell you what, that scene resonated also because there was not a friendly atmosphere. And I really, you know, still to this day, you know, David and I, well, I haven't seen him in years, but that happened. But the Jordan, Mrs. Jordan was very, very influential. Yes.
Okay. So Mrs. Jordan then becomes the key to the whole deal and perhaps to player marketing in every sport in the future. I mean, at the end, they showed that Michael Jordan makes tens of millions of dollars every year in passive, you know, salary just from being involved because of this, because it showed you're about to clinch the deal. And his mom, when you're on the phone with her, says, "Oh, by the way, Michael, we want Michael to have a piece of every sneaker that's sold." That if that happened the way that it's portrayed, that changed sports marketing forever. Did that happen? How reluctant were you guys to do that part of the deal? And it changed everything, right?
Well, it changed everything. But Mrs. Jordan, when you got to the last scene, which was more dramatic and whatever, she already knew we were doing it. She demanded it. She was in charge of it. Rob Strasser and Falk put the deal together. What we had to do on that final day was make sure they signed it, because I was the only person at Nike ever to see Michael once I saw him there. I mean, none of the other characters spent time with Michael Jordan until they came to Oregon. See, that's the part that the public sort of misses. So all the BS about whether I was this or whether I was, you know, I saw him at the hotel or at the restaurant. Then I didn't see him again till then. But no one from Nike saw him. So that message, and then when Peter Moore came in with the red thing, that happened. That's the way it was. Everybody, you know, people forget. You know, the wings were, it wasn't the dunk man. It was the wings that were the first thing. And then Peter drew the famous, you know,
you know, now that's the most significant signature in the world, that the jump man. So to answer your question, she knew she was a major thing, but until that last day, no one signed anything yet. I mean, so yes, that was pretty damn close to being the truth, but we agreed on it before she got there.
But the important thing there is, prior to that, athletes in any sport, when they were marketing an item like sneakers, did not get a share in the sale of each item. Was that her idea? She introduced that to American sports?
Well, it wasn't, certainly I didn't think of that. All I thought of when I suggested to, you know, Phil Knight and Rob and to that crew was against me, was if you're going to do it with this one kid that can, you know, be this superstar. I didn't know he was going to become that. I just knew he was extra special. So we agreed upon it. But listen, Michael Jordan may or may not be the greatest player in the world, which I think he will always be. I don't go into that stuff. But what he did for America and for every athlete living, including the girls right now, like Caitlin, okay, he created a marketing setup for an athlete. Today, you know, a lot of guys after Michael had their own shoe against them, with them. They had their own. The girls had their own shoes. They have shoes in volleyball now. But it was Jordan that did that. He marketed. He taught. He told the companies, pay me, play me, and then show me. And that's what he did. He created a multi-zillion dollar, what the hell the next thing is, you know, and only Jordan could have done that. Only Jordan.
I had another question right after that. So you signed the deal, and then, oh, was the fines on the sneakers, was that real? Where they said, you can't put that much red on a sneaker, it's got to be mostly white, but we'll pay your fines. Did that ever come to fruition?
God is my judge. Yes, it did. And Rob Strasser stood up in front of everybody. And at that time, David Stern, I believe, was the commissioner. I think it was David. We called their bluff, and they took it off after a game or two. They didn't have to. They just caved in and allowed it to happen. But Peter, the red thing, that happened. I mean, he did design that. But the logo is, if you watch the end of the movie, That number is unbelievable, and it's bigger now. I mean, at the All-Star game this weekend, they had a big sign of Michael, however they do it today, all over, like, you know, on the ocean out there in San Francisco. Jordan is marketing. I mean, there's no question what that man did in the marketing thing. No question. He opened the door for everybody, and I was proud to be a part of it and proud to be a part of Michael's life. But the world changed with Michael Jordan.
Last one on the movie. And again, we're talking to Sonny Vaccaro, who obviously was portrayed by Matt Damon in the movie Air. I just saw it this weekend, was blown away. Turns out it's Michael Jordan's 62nd birthday today, along with Sonny's wife's birthday today. And just so happens, Sonny has a book coming out pretty much momentarily here, called Legends and Souls, The Memoir of an American Original. Why doesn't Jordan speak in the movie? Did he not want anyone to portray him? Why don't we see him and we only hear from him like one word once or twice? Why is that?
Because Ben thought, and it was a genius, if he put Michael in the movie, everybody would be waiting for him to play in one of those games and watch all about Michael. So he made the story about what happened with the people around Michael and not Michael. If Michael shows up in this movie, and Ben explained it to Pam and I when we met with Peter Guth to go over the agreement we are part of the movie, I was put on as a consultant. My only consulting I made sure that that Matt knew everything about Sonny Vaccaro. I spent time with him. Pam and I spent a whole day on the set with the whole crew. We did the commercials, you know, the interviews I did, you know, with Matt. But my point to you that we're making here, everything that Peter did and Rob did in this movie happened, and the signing was, you know, unbelievable. But Peter actually did those things. What you heard, you saw the character, you know, playing Peter. That happened.
all that did have, that was verbatim. That was as close as you get to the actual thing happening. There was a meeting. They didn't see it until they got there. We finally showed them the shoe when they got there. That was awfully true. But it was the most unlikely. No one will ever make that journey again because you can't make it up anymore.
My friend here, Austin Bechtold, and I would have to agree, says it's the most famous symbol, insignia, logo in the history of sports is the Air Jordan, you know, holding the ball up with one hand with the legs, you know, the legs split and jumping. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And Peter Moore did it. Yes, I do. Because I saw it. I saw the evolution from this, you know, it looked like an airplane pilot used to wear those wings on their left vest, I mean, on their suit. That's what the person was. Then when Peter, it was Michael that we had, Peter Moore created that design. And that design, as I said at the end of the movie, if you watch it again, I mean, it's the most popular design in the world. And obviously because Michael Jordan still lives, and, you know, and that's who it is. They know the Jumpman. That's it. It's unbelievable.
Okay, I have one more. David Falk, the agent, said that he, or at least in the movie, said, hey, I came up with the idea Air Jordan for those sneakers. Whose idea was it, Sonny?
Well, David used those words when we were changing it from the thing. David actually did that. So in the movie, I was there when Matt told me this, and I won't say exactly what Matt said, because we're all there. I had the whole cast there, the whole thing, you know, even Peter Guber that day, the pen where I on the set. So I came back, and we asked him, and here's what Matt said. I'm not going to say exactly. He said, well, blank, blank, David Falk, just say Peter said it. We just said Peter said it. So I'm serious. So, but David did use those words before Peter said it, but Peter created it. So that's what I'm saying.
Incredible. Was Matt Damon a nice guy when you met him?
Unbelievable. And he's a huge, huge, huge basketball Boston fan. I mean, he is Boston bred, much more involved in sports than Ben. Much more. He loves the Celtics. He loves, you know, he actually, here's a good one for him. He went to the same high school as Patrick Ewing.
Wow.
2 years after Patrick. He grew up through that whole era of Georgetown basketball. I mean, when he introduced himself, I swear, the first 7 minutes was he told me about what a great fan he was. He told me this story here. He his high school coach. Matt, and they're two different personalities, obviously. I mean, and that's one. And they're the best of friends, and they're geniuses, both of them. Pam and I couldn't have had a better relationship with the whole staff. And Peter Guber for, you know, believing, you know, in the story. Because there was a lot of... I didn't never thought this story would be made. I had nothing to do with it. They called me, and they said, you know, we want to do it. And I was dubious of it all because there was sometimes that people, you know, cut me out of what I was quoted as saying. It was true. This, and I'll go to my grave with it being one of the seminal moments in my, you know, professional life.
It was unbelievably compelling, and it's a great story, and it changed the landscape forever. And there's other things, Sonny, that you've done that have changed the landscape forever. How about this? Because we've run out of time here. How about, and I know you're not yet really permitted to talk about the book, but how about you come back on next week? We'll talk about NIL. We'll talk about the Ed O'Bannon case, and we'll talk about your new book.
I would love that. Have my buddy give me a call. Let's do it. Anytime, I know that, I'll tell you what, why don't you just call Wednesday of next week, so then Pam will know the schedule that HarperCollins gives me, because they got us.
You know, perfect.
I'll just do like one day. I want to do Pittsburgh. I want to do Trafford, Western Pennsylvania. That's where I grew up. And I'll forever, ever, ever be grateful to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Dapper Dan. The Dapper Dan created Sonny Vaccaro and Pat DeCesar. Pat was my partner, one of the greatest rock promoters the world ever known. And if no Dapper Dan, I don't know what I'm doing today. But it was the greatest and first All-Star game. So I'll get into that. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm more anxious than you are to talk to you next week.
Let's talk next Wednesday. Me, you, and the great Bob Pompiani. That sounds like a deal, Sonny. I appreciate you taking the time. You're out in L.A., right?
Yeah. Well, no, we moved to Pebble Beach.
Oh.
We live in Pebble Beach now. We moved our family up here. Pam has relatives, and you know, so we've gone through some tough times these last year. So we're together up here, and I'll tell you what, it's cold up here and it's raining, but it's nothing like it is in Pittsburgh today. I've talked to all my traffic guys. They can't drive. They're waiting for airplanes to take off. But let me just tell you something. You know, let me say, I'm Pittsburgh proud and Italian centric, and I'll be that way the rest of my life. So God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sonny, and happy birthday to Pam, and we'll talk next week.
That's a promise. Okay. Bye-bye.
See you, man. Wow. That was incredible. I mean, I can't believe it. I watch a movie like that yesterday, and we get access to the main character in the movie the next day on Jordan's birthday. And I had access, I told you, the Elvis Presley movie, the 1968 documentary on his appearance on NBC, when it just completely blew me away. How that was the real Elvis, like his musical roots come to life in one performance. And I got to talk to, because my brother-in-law happens to have been the PR person at Graceland. So me and my wife, after that documentary, called him up limits, and right from the horse's mouth. I mean, obviously he knows Priscilla Presley very well. We got all kinds of answers to our questions. And then today, we call up Sonny Vaccaro, who's just the main character of Air.
Just randomly.
What's tomorrow? What do we get tomorrow here? I can't believe this.
That was sweet.
He was great, wasn't he?
Great. And he, because I sent him a message, and he called me like immediately after I asked if he could come on the show, and just, you know, wanted a little know about me. And the crazy thing about it is his wife is from Youngstown. My mom is from Youngstown. They went to like neighboring high schools.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. I mean, it's all coming together here, and I didn't know he had a book coming out either. So now we can do a thing on the book. I can write a column about the book. I could talk to that guy forever. We didn't even get into the NIL stuff, of which he was the kingpin of, practically. He's the first guy that got coaches paid the way they are,
yeah,
with endorsement deals in college hoops.
And he mentioned like the effect that like this has all been built up for, like, Caitlin Clark to be able to take advantage of too, he mentioned.
For athletes to have a personal stake, not just in salary, but with Jordan, the game changed, because I want a piece of every sneaker forever. And then it looked like, is that really a good deal, Michael? I don't know. And now it was 40 million or 400 million. I know there's a big difference per year he gets from Air Jordan, which I started adding up in my head. If it was 400 million a year, you become a billionaire very quickly and a multi-billionaire very quickly just based on that without doing anything.
So he reportedly makes 5% of the brand's revenue, which makes he earned $256 million in 2022 alone.
Not doing anything.
Alone.
Not doing anything.
Nearly three times what he earned during his 15-year NBA career.
It's the greatest deal maybe ever, period. I mean, like Bobby Bonilla was a pretty good deal, but he's making pennies compared to what Jordan is. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, a very special moment in fan history has occurred. Our friend Donnie Football got engaged this weekend to his lovely fiance, Sarah. And Donnie has joined me. He's doing the PM show solo today. First of all, buddy, congratulations.
Thank you, Joe.
All quite proud. Limits, I'm sure you share in my congratulatory statement.
Congratulations, Donnie. Very happy for you and Sarah. Very happy for the future for you guys.
Thank you.
She's a winner. You're a winner. You guys are going to have a wonderful and happy life is my prediction right now. The Vegas odds say that you absolutely are, Donnie.
Hopefully Pony doesn't make that prediction.
Yeah. Yes, you'll be divorced in a month. If Pony predicts a long and happy life, you may divorce on your wedding day.
Stick away from some goal lines there, Donnie.
Exactly. However, Donnie, we have a lot of questions. This is a big moment for the fan because you've become a big figure at the fan. You're Donnie Football. So we're very excited, but we have numerous questions. May we?
Yes.
First of all, tell us about the night. I mean, we got to get the story first. Was it planned? Was Sarah surprised? How did it go down on the North Shore?
I planned this a little bit over a month ago with her, like three of her best friends. So I texted all three of them. We had our own little group message, a four-person group message, like what my idea was, what I was kind of envisioning. And they helped, you know, supply other ideas. You know, my first idea was, hey, let's all go to lunch on this day and like I'll do it afterwards or we'll go somewhere after and I'll do it there. And they kind of helped like, well, what if we just made it like a girl's lunch and then we'll walk her to you after? And I thought, you know, that's actually a way better idea. I think that takes a lot of pressure off me because if I was at the lunch, I would be very nervous.
Yeah.
So then I also got in contact with, you know, one of the great sponsors here, Mike's Beer Bar, because I knew, like, I wanted to have, you know, a few family and friends, like, there after, like, somewhere they could be so we could go meet them after. My parents drove up from Delaware, which was great, and Sarah had no idea. Like, okay, she knew it was coming at some point. We've been dating for over 2 years, over 2.5 years. So she knew at some point it was happening, but she had no idea it was going to be yesterday. Like, even up until, like, the moment she saw me yesterday when they were walking her to me, that was her first inkling of it. But she had no other thought of it. Like, we woke up yesterday. We went to the gym together yesterday morning. Everything was totally normal. Meanwhile, I'm still like texting her friends like last second things. I was more nervous about the weather than anything because the weather yesterday sucked. And I'm thinking like, okay, where are some spots down there that have a little bit of cover where we can do it?
Right.
And there was like that little area between two restaurants on that stretch on the North Shore. And one of her friends was like, well, you could do it right here. And I'm like, that's genius. That's going to have to be where it is.
And the photos on Instagram are amazing. Sarah cried, it looked like, yes?
Yes, she did. Yeah, like the moment she saw me.
Now I'm starting to tear up, Donnie.
The moment she saw me, she was like panting with her friends. Like, why is he here? Like, what's happening?
Mm.
And I also had our guy Ben Tenuta down there kind of just chilling. Like, she said she realized it was Ben, but he had his back turned. He just had a jacket on. He had his camera ready to go, and because I knew he would be able to capture the moment perfectly and, like, be able to get something nice in the background where you can see the Fort Duquesne Bridge and, like, you can see a nice background, not just somebody aimlessly taking pictures. Because sometimes that happens. So that's why I was glad Ben was there to help, too.
It's so great, the whole thing. Limits, next question.
Donnie, I'm curious about the location and why you picked there, because I know a lot of people love to talk about Mount Washington at the Overlook. What type of other areas did you think about?
So Sarah had, I called them rules. She called them suggestions for how she wanted, like, her dream engagement to go.
Yes.
So I have these suggestions in my phone, like in my notes app, like things that were going to make the engagement day like the perfect one. And I think I crossed off a lot of boxes.
It looked like you pulled it off big time.
She wanted to, like, make sure she had her nails done, had her, like, hair recently done, you know, the eyebrows, whatever, like, obviously dressed in something acceptable and not just like yoga pants and a hoodie or something like that. So that was why I picked yesterday, because I knew on Saturday she had a friend's baby shower. So I knew she was going to have the nails taken care of, have the hair taken care of, yada, yada. I just had to make sure, like, her friends, like, were like, hey, like, dress up a little bit for lunch. And then otherwise it was
brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, Donnie. It really is.
But among those rules, she didn't want to do the Mount Washington thing because it was a little bit cliche. She didn't want to be like every other person. You know, not that we're the first people in Pittsburgh history to go on the North Shore either, but so many people go on Mount Washington and do it. And I thought if it could be somewhere like down around the stadiums, because she's a huge Steeler fan, as am I. Like we just love Pittsburgh. So I thought if we could do it somewhere down there. Initially, my first thought was like on the Riverwalk somewhere where you have like the whole city in the background.
I think you outdid that.
Due to the weather, that just wasn't going to be possible, but it was the next best thing.
I think that was a blessing in disguise. I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions because I know you have to get ready for your show. But first, this one. This hasn't come without a little bit of controversy, Donnie. Limits here noticed that, like George Pickens, you've scrubbed some things from social media. namely Donnie Football. You're going with the last name now. So we're wondering, is Sarah going to be introduced as Mrs. Football, Sarah Football? Did she have anything to do with you changing your moniker on social media from Donnie Football to your actual name, Donnie Chedrick? What is happening here, Pickens?
No, I'll probably change it back once we do get back to football season. But that was like, okay, football season's pretty much over. I know we'll still talk about it plenty. Plus, I've always been proud of my name because I'm like the last in my lineage now.
So right.
Like I have to be the one to keep it going because I only have one other sibling and it's my sister. And, you know, she's obviously not going to carry on the Chedrick name. So
okay,
that's got to be me. I mean,
so what Sarah, happens with, like, I've always thought, I completely understand what you're saying, but I have also thought that you should trademark Donnie Football, honestly, and have that be a big part of the persona. How are you walking that line, and what does Sarah think of Donnie Football and perhaps being Mrs. Football?
I mean, she likes it, and, like, all of her friends love it. Like, we've gotten wedding invites from her friends that say Sarah and Donnie Football. Like, it doesn't even say my actual name on
it. That's great.
And, like, even the little, like, table setting at the wedding, like, the assigned seat will say Donnie Football on it.
I love that.
Some of her friends got her a crew neck yesterday that said Mrs. Football on it.
Beautiful.
So
you can walk that line, I think.
Yeah.
Of keeping your name prominent, but also your stage name, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
Limits, before I get into a free association on Donnie's pending marriage, did you have a pressing question?
Yeah, I think the pressing question that Joe is trying to avoid at this point that he's not asking is if he's going to be invited to the wedding, and that's what he wants to know.
That's a big one, Donnie, and I would expand it to this. We've had fan weddings here before, and they led to big problems. I'm still not sure I was invited to Greg Giannotti's wedding. He claimed it was lost in the mail.
In the mail?
He actually used that line.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, who, you have to invite your bosses, or do you? Who gets invited? Who doesn't? And I notice Limits is just assuming he's invited. Are me and him both invited?
I will probably have you guys on the list. Well, I got to go over.
Probably?
Probably. Well, that's not confident.
I would say a very good chance of that, yeah. I mean, I got to go over it with the boss once we put that list together. But you guys, Pony, Chris, guys in the morning. I mean, Crowley's an ordained. He's ordained. I might have him do the service. Because we're not going to do like a church thing. I think he and Doran are both ordained.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm reeling. Well, what about people like Larry Richard? Does he get extended an invitation?
He could do like the announcements, him or Pomp. They announce the whole the wedding party.
But you acknowledge there may be some discomfort somewhere. Does the sales staff, do they get automatic invites? Certain ones? Have you thought about this yet?
I've thought about it a little bit. I mean, you do have to draw a line somewhere because these things get quite pricey.
Yes, they do.
So,
I mean, I would understand if you didn't invite me. We did a show together. You're a great guy, but it's not like we had the time. I would completely understand. So feel free, you know, if you have to chop somebody off, I'd love to be there. Don't get me wrong. I would be honored to be there, but I would not be offended because it's not like you and I have been really good friends for a long time.
Right.
I may just
have a little fan table.
Yeah. Limits could represent me if it comes to that. I have a series of just free association, quick answer. You ready for that?
Yeah.
You've been great on this. This has been fascinating. The part about Chedrick, the name, and Donnie Football.
Limits, may I engage Donnie in a game of free association? Yes, you may, Joe.
When will you be married, Donnie?
Our hope is by like late spring of 2026.
Honeymoon destination yet?
No, but I would think somewhere like Cancun is probably high on the list. Somewhere in Mexico, somewhere beachy.
Which of your qualities was Sarah most attracted to?
Oh, that's a good question.
That was my question.
Perhaps
stole
a better
it from me.
Perhaps a better question for her. We can move on. How much did the ring set you back? If you don't mind us asking,
I got a pretty good deal on it, which another shout out to another station sponsor, our guy Joe Urbanowitz. I did some work with him.
Okay.
So that certainly helped out. Only a couple grand. It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Very good deal.
Did you ask the dad's permission before all this went down?
I talked to both parents. She's a lot closer with her mom than her dad. So, I mean, her mom, she kind of expected it for a while. So she was like kind of surprised when I even brought it up.
Did you go down to one knee upon the ask?
Yes.
Is that recorded by Ben Tenuta on Instagram?
Yeah, that's in the first photo. I'm down on the...
All right.
The knee clearly makes contact with the ground. No forced fumble.
No piggy on the ground.
Yeah.
That is legendary. I'm out of questions, Limits. Do you have one you'd like to add before Donnie leaves?
Venue, Donnie. You said you don't want to have
venue.
It in a church. Can we have it in center field at PNC Park? Or
no, that was...
Acrisure Stadium?
Let me add to that, my first question, which I forgot to ask, is it going to be full... Yinzer wedding with terrible towels, pierogies, cones in the parking spaces, Donnie Iris playing live. What are we talking about here, Donnie?
I do think that there's probably an expectation, too, from a lot of her friends that it's very, very Yinzered up. So I would expect like the terrible towel thing, probably like custom with our names on it or something.
I have an unbelievable suggestion for that. Reserve each person's table with a miniature orange cone or a chair. Like a chair,
oh,
you know.
Yes.
People, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mini chair in their chair, like it's
a
Pittsburgh.
Lawn chair.
Or just lawn
chairs.
Lawn chairs instead of regular chairs for the reception.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously going to let her run point on a lot of this stuff, but I'm also excited to be involved in that.
Did he answer your question there, Limits, or did I jump in and ruin it?
You jumped in and ruined it. I wanted to know if you could have it at midfield at the stadium.
Yeah.
We will probably look into stuff like that. Like there are a couple that she has already like kind of looked at, but I mean, I think like the stadiums would be included in the search. We just got to see what checks all the boxes.
Let's go.
That would be amazing. You could have, I mean, I'm just thinking ahead here. You could have Minka drop an interception as part of the entertainment. You could
have
could have Najee gain nothing on third and one. You could replicate that. What else could we have?
Yes, I have one more question. Similar to one of the events that we had earlier last year, could Joe and I sing a duet on stage?
Is that possible, Donnie? If I wasn't invited, I could sing?
What if I could hire Joe as like a live part of a live band?
That would be unbelievable.
We bring in the whole band and we just say, you guys have your own lead singer, and Joe strolls in.
I was only half kidding.
Have it at PNC Park. Have Will Craig start a rundown between first and home. For entertainment's sake?
The Calliopes will be heard from here to Sewickley.
That'd be great.
You know, they throw the bouquet at the end of the wedding. It's just Will Craig running back and forth with the bouquet.
Invite Gregory Polanco. He'll drop it even though it'll be right in his hands. That would be unbelievable to just recreate Pittsburgh sports moments, Donnie.
Josh Harrison's rundown?
Yes. That would be fabulous. Well, Donnie, thank you for taking the time. And in all honesty, really happy for you guys. I've met Sarah a couple different times. She's wonderful. You're a great guy. You have a bright future. It's going to be good. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congrats, Donnie.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Donnie will be solo here at 2 o'clock. It's a tearjerker, really, if you go on Instagram. I must have missed the first photo I didn't notice. He must have gone straight to the second photo.
I was on the knee.
Yeah. Knee hit the ground there. Great stuff. All right. Coming up. Another wonderful man, Mr. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Brian dredged up some quotes from Artie Smith recently that were back when Justin Fields was playing. But man, do they seem extra interesting now that the season played out like it did. And I can't help but wonder if old Artie was indirectly referring to his other quarterback when he made these quotes about Justin Fields. Let's talk about that. The draft coming up, everything else with Dr. Brian Batko. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Want a chance to win a trip to Vegas? To stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim for you and three guests, plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. All you have to do is download and listen to the Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day on the app for a minimum of 1 hour and you receive an entry. It's that simple. This national contest runs through Sunday, February 23rd. So get the free Odyssey app now. Listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance at winning this ultimate prize pack. That was incredible with Donnie, was it not, Limits?
I love to hear all the information about it. I talked with Donnie last night about it. Pretty cool. I didn't know it was coming. Like I think we all knew it was like going to happen. We just didn't know when.
Do you think I will? It feels like I'm one of the guys on the border here. Like, obviously, you, Pony, Muller are in, and probably Craig, our boss. And then I'm like a borderline case here. I'm a utility man, like one of the Pirates' utility men.
Why do you think that I am so assured a spot?
I don't know. You phrased your question like I was like you were assured a spot because you said, Donnie, is Joe going to get invited? You assume the position that you are. You guys went to Waynesburg. You've been friends for a while. You're in, Donnie. I'm not. And that's okay. I'm on the bubble.
Well,
we may have Joe Lenardi.
You and Pitt on the bubble right now.
That's right. I need to be extra nice to Donnie for the next year or so to get in, I think.
I think you got a spot at the table, Joe. It might take a little bit of convincing, but I think you're on your way.
Would I feel like an outsider there? Like it was either a pity invite or something else?
No, I don't think so. Especially because Pony and Muller will be there. We'll see who else is there. Doran and Crowley will probably be there. Could you imagine Callis getting on stage and singing?
Callis is absolutely in.
Yeah,
wouldn't
Callis,
you think?
Callis yeah. Gotta go. He's gotta be there.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.